What do you think's happening here with Floyd Landis?
Well, of course, you know, I don't have the data in front of me, so it's tough to say, Nick. But you know, a guy with a degenerative hip condition that's, you know, has a chance to win and so forth, obviously there's opportunity for him to consider whatever motive. But if we're going to talk ethics, then, you know, the biggest issue for me is, what are the ethics of the media in a lot of these cases presenting the guilty until proven innocent model? I mean, that goes flies in the face of our Constitution. I would like to hold the stance that until I see more data, until we have, you know, test, retest validity and so forth, I want to hold that this guy is innocent because he's a competitor. He knows he's going to be tested during the race. He knows it's a tough challenge. And let's face it, psychologically, he's been racing in Lance Armstrong's shadow for a number of years. And for him to prove that he's as good or better than Lance Armstrong, if that's what he wants to prove, is going to require him to do it clean. Otherwise, he personally will never know how good he is. And I'm sure he's not the type of racer that wants to have any doubt. He wants to do it right and prove that, hey, I am this good. That leads me to believe psychologically, the motive for him to take testosterone in the middle of a race is pretty low.